Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show this morning, glamour shots, Mount Everest, Michael Jackson and the Elephant Man, and Donnie Baker. It's all right after this.
Introducing Evasive, the cologne.
Is it a cologne for men?
Oh, yes. But not ordinary men.
Evasive.
It's the cologne for congressmen.
What's it smell like?
It's a tantalizing aroma that tickles the senses.
Evasive.
Okay, but what's it smell like?
It's a blend of scents that brings out the man.
What's it smell like?
Evasive.
It's a delicate taste of odors derived from the delicious mixture of fine fragrances.
All right, come on. What's it smell like? Is it a musk? Is it an aftershave?
Evasive.
Let me answer your question with another question. And that is, what's best for the American people?
What does that have to do with how it smells?
What is the definition of the word smell, anyway?
So you're not going to tell me what it smells like?
You keep asking me what it smells like. Well, I'm trying to answer you, but you won't let me.
My God, you still haven't answered me.
Evasive,
the cologne for congressmen.
Evasive, the cologne for congressmen, bottled in Washington, D.C.
Evasive.
When you want answers,
we've got questions.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And we are ready to go. Duke Tomato and the Power Trio, the house band today. Christy Lee is right next to me, ladies first. She's at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk. Chick McGee across the way at the NutriChomps sports desk. NutriChomps, ask your doggie and they'll say, yes, I love these. There's our engineer, Ace Cosby.
Time to rock.
Thank you very much. Pat Godwin is here with his guitar, and Josh Arnold with his new haircut is here.
Nice.
Psyched about possibly going to see his team, his favorite team, the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, that'd be wild, huh?
And are they playing tonight or tomorrow?
Tonight in Boston.
Okay, and they're down by one.
It's yes.
One zip, okay. All right, now, coming up, we have something that we missed yesterday. I'm kind of... Maybe you want to share this with us, Christy.
What did we miss?
Yesterday was what?
Hamburger Day?
Yeah. You see what Applebee's did? By the way, thank you very much, Duke. Duke Tomato and the Power Trio at the old DeFusky Crab Company. Some say DeFusky. It sure looks like DeFusky to me. DeFusky Island, South Carolina. Do you have that story, Christy?
Yeah, Applebee's offered free hamburgers yesterday on National Hamburger Day.
Huh.
Well, but there was a catch.
All right.
To get the free burger, your last name had to be...
Hamburger.
That's right.
Oh. Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
How many hamburgers are there?
That's why they offered free hamburgers.
You had to be named
free
hamburger.
Lobster next week.
How many people's last name's Hamburger?
Doesn't sound... Not that many. Can't
like
be that many.
That many.
Yeah, not really that much of a... That great of an offer, really.
How about ham or burger? How about that?
Burger with the E-R-G-E-R, yeah.
Yeah, that should still count.
I have heard about the free burgers.
Say a burger would be.
My name is Shrimp Scampi. I would like the...
Scampi.
Now, off topic here, did you guys read this article about glamour shots? Remember, did you ever see glamour shots at the mall?
Of course.
Of course, everybody saw it, yeah.
Yeah, well, there were a lot of glamour shots at the mall. I want to say, I don't have the article in front of me. I think there were something like 800 of them.
No, we're down to what? A handful.
I think we're down to 5.
I can't believe we're not down to 0. Yeah. I had thought that thing was long gone.
Well, do you remember what they would do, Christy?
You would go in there and they would gussy you up and put you in, you know, like a boa or whatever, or a captain's hat, and they would make your hair real big and
Vaseline
put makeup on
lens.
You. And here we go. Would take these glamorous shots.
It's 5 or left.
That's a shame.
5 or left in the United States.
How do they explain the decline?
Well, for one thing, everyone has a camera on their phone. But also, I think that particular look may have passed us by.
Well, they don't really do that look anymore, but it's still.
Yeah, but the Louisville, Kentucky still has one, mm-hmm. according to this
and
article.
And Texas has one, I believe.
Yeah. At one point, there were licensees in Venezuela, Japan, the United Arab Emirates, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia, as well as hundreds of stores and malls across the United States. Staten Island, New York still has one. That kind of makes sense. There's one in Freehold, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think these locations all make sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the big hair.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
So, damn, it sounds like all these glamour shots in malls are basically going extinct.
Yeah, just a couple of them left.
No, I ain't no CEO or Shark Tank expert. Yeah, maybe they ought to put these glamour shots inside Blockbusters, combine them, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe Montgomery Ward would hop on that. I don't know. You're right, though, Christy. Glamour shots basically where normal chicks or like chicks as Slump Busters would go to get made up and have their picture made like this on a magazine cover
exactly.
or something.
Exactly. Make them feel nice and pretty. And
they get them all dolled up. Remember, they'd get their hair feathered.
Yep.
Then make them pose with, like you said, a pitchfork, a bale of hay, or articulated python from the pet shop down the mall.
I don't remember that, but okay.
Well, if you ask me, all them pictures look like they're straight out of JCPenney's catalog. Mm. It's always too glossy.
Yeah.
The only clue it wasn't a real model was a little gold Glamour Shots logo in the corner. You knew something was off, because a Glamour Shot can make even the nastiest chicks like 48% less butterface. So if she was a county fair 4 in the glamour shop world, she'd play like a state fair 7.
Yes.
I swear to God. The same way Lindsay Lohan always looks hotter at her mug shots. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, true.
Apparently, Snapchat and Instagram now, chicks don't need glamour shots to look as hot anymore.
No, they got filters on their phone.
Man, them filters now, they chicks can look like a horny cat or a cheerful, horny cat with bunny ears. It's crazy. And with filters like that, who needs glamour shots? Mm. And my mom, Phyllis, probably knows more about taking glamour shots than anybody I know.
I believe that.
Yeah, Xanadu's, Dennis and Wayne and them always pressured the girls to keep them updated.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, she unstalking them for years.
Oh.
Plus, she used to use glamour shots for sending them photos each month to Hustler's beaver hunt. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
Beaver hunt?
Yeah.
That's where everyday women would submit Polaroids to Hustlers. And then glamour shots came along and changed the game.
They did?
Well, she got banned from glamour shots in like 5 different malls, Tom.
Oh, okay.
They kept asking her to cross her legs, and she explained if she don't get her feet behind her head, there ain't nobody going to be able to see the whole landing strip.
Oh.
Simple mind. But it paid off, though. She may have gotten banned from the mall, but after submitting every month since circus 1984, she finally made Beaver of the Month, September of 91.
Oh.
Thanks to glamour shots and her tattoo of Willie Nelson. Thank God. It's faded now, but back then, thanks to her power kegels, she can make it look like Willie was even smoking.
Oh.
I swear to God. She made the magazine and won a year's supply of honeysuckle shampoo. Hell, he's still got bottles of it.
Oh, good. That's nice.
And now the tattoo's faded, though.
Oh.
She jokes with the other girls at work. It looks like Iron Eyes Cody hanging out by the litter box now. I gotta go.
Who?
Iron Eyes Cody.
Who's
that?
Please
sure
don't
that
litter
is.
The Native American.
Remember the famous.
Oh, that was his name.
Please don't litter, and he cries.
Oh,
he's actually from New Jersey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Italian,
no. Italian man from New Jersey, not an actual Native American.
Oh. Right.
Or indigenous man of the United States.
Yeah.
This says, by the way, glamour shots, they're failing because the malls have steep rent, and Apple and Samsung have equipped every cell phone with a quality camera.
Sure.
Wow. But down to 5 glamour shot stores. Did you ever get a glamour shot, Tom?
No, I never did.
Josh?
No. I mean, even back then.
What?
I don't think
like
guys...
almost every one of my female friends in high school got them. And even then, I was like, these don't look good.
Yeah.
You look good normal.
These
aren't.
Do glamour shots?
Yeah, I think somebody
they do.
Did. Some guys did.
Wow.
Sure.
It's just gross. Doesn't every glamour shot just look...
Of course not.
Every glamour shot looks like JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah.
My God.
That's exactly what
I think that's
I think
what helped
of.
Kill get glamour shots. Oh. All those pictures of her.
You know, something I... A, I think you're right.
Yes.
B, I probably wouldn't have... Probably mentioned wouldn't it? Have out loud.
It, yeah. Oh, no. Well,
okay.
Didn't Haywood Banks get his album cover done there?
Who?
Haywood Banks.
Now, I can see it as a joke. That's
yeah,
funny.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
Remember?
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Must have been the one I didn't do. we were talking about Mount Everest and the fact that I guess Nepal is selling permits to climb the mountain, and they've sold.
Well, they always have $11,000, right around $11,000. You got to pay that. Then you got your get ready. You got your
Sherpa
to carry your dining tables. And your necessities up the hill.
Yes.
Oxygen.
That's a true statement. They do that.
What?
Tables, pancake mix, all the creatures, all the creature comforts. All the right up there. Yeah,
still super dangerous.
The Sherpas do.
Yeah. But do you want to review some of the other things happening on this date in history? Because Mount Everest is in the news because it was on this date that it was first officially conquered.
Summited. And there is a small window for summiting, so it usually is around this time of year. But on this date in 1765, Patrick Henry gave his historic speech against the Stamp Act. Quote, if this be treason, make the most of it.
Just over some stamps. Wow.
Was that to give me liberty or give me the
death?
That thing? Yeah.
Yeah, give me meth. That's
no,
exactly
death,
right.
Death would be.
Mm-hmm.
I would not make that speech. Josh, yeah, would you make that speech?
Give me liberty or I'll just go back home.
So, it's okay, whatever you guys think.
On this date in 1942, Bing Crosby recorded White Christmas.
Still the biggest selling single of all time.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
I would rather listen to Paul McCartney.
Oh, no.
Wonderful Christmas.
That's
the worst.
That is a rare misstep by Mr. McCartney.
I'm a fan. He doesn't sing it through his nose like that.
I can see her.
There's only one artist who sings through his nose.
When I hear that Paul McCartney Christmas song in a mall, I untie my shoes and get on the nearest escalator.
Wonderful Christmas time. On this date in 1987, Michael Jackson attempts to buy the Elephant Man's remains.
What a weirdo.
What a nutbag.
Did they not sell them to him, or did somebody outbid him?
I don't recall.
They're
story.
I thought
he bought them.
They're in the museum. They're the Ripley's Museum.
Is it you saying that, or are you just making it?
I'm saying that.
He was going to make love to him or something nuts.
Sure
Michael Jackson was a freak, and we all know it.
Rub his wiener on the back.
And there was, after he died.
Speckled wiener.
After he died, there was like this period of like, oh, no, MJ was fine. And like, did we all forget what he looked like, what a monster he was? Why are we?
Mugshot?
Yeah.
Lipstick?
How quickly we forget.
You know what? It feels good not liking him again. I like it. You can have it. Except, man, I really like that Billie Jean.
Oh, I love the whole Thriller album I love. Yeah.
Genius.
Here you go.
Human Here's, Nature, great song.
Some creepy stuff owned by Michael Jackson.
Oh, a list of creepy stuff.
The oxygen tank?
Yep.
Hyperbaric chamber?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. He owned a hyperbaric oxygen chamber.
Yep.
That'll put you right back on your feet again.
He bought the gloves that Johnny Depp wore in Edward Scissorhands.
So he owned the Scissorhands?
Yep.
Woo!
Yep.
some kids got some scratches.
He had life masks made of himself in disturbing poses.
He had
a chimp named Bubbles.
Bubbles, sure. Bubbles is still alive.
Yeah, he's still out there somewhere.
He's shaking in a corner somewhere.
Just signing desperately.
Yeah. Erase my brain. Erase my brain.
That's the sign that he does.
There's a section in that Neverland
Rigby Booze
documentary on HBO where Bubbles was in the room when lots of stuff happened. Yeah.
Lobotomy now.
Michael Jackson owned an actual Batman suit.
I hate him.
Do you suppose he put that on for the boys?
I'm sure he did.
And just below the utility belt.
All right, now put the Robin suit on.
I said put the Robin suit on.
And bubbles.
You know what, Robin's, this is true. Do you know what Robin's suit is called, the jacket? It is called, I am not making this up, it is called a jerkin.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the jerkin, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yes.
So you can do whatever you want with that knowledge. Just some of the things he owned a finger painting done by Macaulay Culkin.
Of course he did. And he used to finger Macaulay Culkin.
And Macaulay Culkin wore a finger painting from Michael.
Isn't that interesting?
He owned...
say what you want. Macaulay stuck to the story, though, by God.
He hasn't cracked yet.
He owned...
Right, he did.
He owned,
he's on heroin in New York right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
What else did he have?
This is the worst. I hadn't heard this before. At the Neverland Ranch, they found... strangely posed mannequins of children.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We had that story. Remember they had the pictures of it? It was disturbing.
What a...
There are sections of that documentary, The Neverland, that you don't want to hear about, or it's tough.
It's a monster.
You want to forget what they say.
Okay. Well, there we go. So that was part of our Today in History. Anything else a little more pleasant?
Well, on this date in 1994...
Here we go. Something fun. Yes.
Al Unser Jr. won the Indy 500.
All right.
And it's his dad's birthday, right?
Wow.
Big Al's his birthday.
It is. In 1939, so Big Al was born on this date.
Good present for dad.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Any other birthdays today?
Yeah. In 1736, Patrick Henry was born. We talked about him earlier.
Give me liberty.
So he did his famous speech on his birthday.
On his birthday. Mm-hmm.
That's he wanted cool. more attention.
Self-centered.
Yeah.
Really? I'm a hero, a great man.
So today on my birthday, I have many things to say. You will listen.
I doubt if he opened with that.
You don't know. You weren't there.
You know, Abraham Lincoln didn't go... before we get to the 4 score and 7 years thing, I'd like a little bit of happy birthday, and not the one where they don't do the real song like at Applebee's.
I want the actual happy birthday to me now.
Born in this date in 1903, Bob Hope.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Arguably one of the most ill-tempered celebrities in the history of the world.
Is that true?
Yes.
I don't think that he was. You know what he was? He was famous for.
Absolutely.
He would take single-dollar bills and put like a 50 or 100 in it.
Yeah.
And tip somebody, and they would think they'd be getting a buck, and then they would undo it, and there'd be. Like an extra 100, 150.
Yeah, I tricked him.
Huh? Yeah, well,
that's kind of cool.
Something had Brooke Shields.
That's kind of cool. I'm sorry. Who else? Other birthdays?
Hey, Crosby, you beating your kids still?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.